This is the All Day Ruckoff Podcast, episode number 19. Welcome to the All Day Ruckoff Podcast, episode number 19. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. We truly hope you enjoy this episode, and don't forget to check out our previous episodes as well. The All Day Ruckoff Podcast includes interviews, answers questions, and provides updates on the rucking community. In this episode, we've got Bill Vernon, who is the head of Team Ninja Ruck Club, and Cadre Mikey B, who you may know from Go Ruck Selection and from our podcast episode number 14, where we interviewed him. In this episode, we talk about the Santa Ruck Go Ruck custom events that Team Ninja puts on across the country. We get into where it all started, how the events are run, the Indie Ball that's occurring in Indiana this year. Then Mikey makes some bold promises if enough money is raised for the NICU unit at Riley Children's Hospital. I know it's only October and this event is called Santa Ruck, so shouldn't we wait until after Thanksgiving before this airs? The quick answer is no. Parts of this event will sell out soon, and it's going to raise a ton of money for kids, so the quicker we get it out there, the better. Before we get into the interview, I wanted to give some thanks to those who have left reviews on Apple Podcasts and Facebook. We have 5-star reviews with no comments left from Matt, Eddie, and Duffy. Then Anthony says, knowledgeable and witty reviews of products geared towards rucking and fitness in general. Plus, the patches are cool. Watson has some good ideas. 5 stars. Thanks, Anthony. I'll let Watson know and give him an extra treat for that one. Adam also left a 5-star review saying, love the handwritten note and the gear is amazing. Thanks, Brian. Thank you, Adam. There's more on the page and I will definitely get to them in the next episode, but I don't want to keep you waiting for this interview. As always, if you want to support the podcast, you can buy something off alldayruckoff.com/store. Without any further introduction, here's the interview with Bill Vernon and Mikey B. Well, I'm here talking with Bill Vernon, who is the founder of the Team Ninja Ruck Club based out of Indiana, and Cadre Mikey B, who is an integral part of this year's Santa Ruck and Indie Ball events. How are you guys doing today?
Good, thanks. Great, Brian. Thanks for having us.
Super excited to have you guys on. I was able to take part in Santa Ruck in Seattle last year, and it was amazing. And I'm just glad to hear that it went well everywhere and it's coming back.
Yeah, we had a really good showing last year, and it was something new to expand out, and everybody jumped at the opportunity. So got to keep it going.
Awesome. Before we get into the Santa Ruck event, Cadre Mikey B answered these questions on the previous podcast where he talked about Go Ruck Selection, but I want to direct these at you, Bill. Let's start out with your involvement in the Go Ruck community. How did you even stumble upon Go Ruck?
My first class was class 182 in Indianapolis in November of 2012. And back then there was no heavy or light. It was just the Go Ruck challenge. And my brother-in-law actually found out about it first and said, hey, you know, you're doing these Spartan races and Tough Mudders and stuff. You should do this. And I took a look at the very, very limited material that was available online about this thing called the Go Ruck Challenge and said, okay, fine, you know, I'll do it, and expected him to be there as well. Back then, the internet was just blank when it came to Go Ruck, at least the challenge part. They didn't want it to be publicized. They didn't want it to be out there, and they wanted it to be this unknown. And so in my head, I'm thinking the worst of the worst. It's going to be nothing more than a drill sergeant yelling at us, making us do push-ups till we puke. So you get ready, you wrap your bricks, you take a quick couple of laps around the neighborhood, see how it holds up, and overpack like everybody else does on the first one. And so we headed out. I actually talked my brother into doing this, as well as one of our friends. And she was practicing and getting ready for this as well, pretty much all doing the same thing, trying to do as much of our normal workouts as possible with a ruck on. So the day comes, we get to the circle downtown Indy, and my brother-in-law was a no-show, so the three of us ended up with the event. We had Bo as our cadre, and it was eye-opening. We did all we had to do for our quote-unquote welcome party was one perfect push-up in sync for the entire class. And it took us well over an hour of just doing push-ups to get one push-up. So that right there, and then finally just to step off. Once we got it done and to step off, it couldn't have been at a better time. Everybody's, you know, feeling great. And then we spent the entire night going through areas of Indianapolis that I didn't know existed, under bridges, through rivers, carrying logs. I mean, where he found these logs, I have no idea. But I told everybody not to do this event. And say, you know, this is something you don't want to do. Oh, I want to do it. Sign me up. When's the next one? What are we going to do? All right, fine. So I'll do another one. And so I did one with a handful of more friends. And it was, again, it sucked. It was horrible. But everybody else wanted to do it. So we ended up getting our own custom light. At that point, the lights had come out. And it was Ranger Jason Jay. And it was his first quote-unquote light. All he'd done prior to that were heavies. And so we got a heavy light. And it killed us. And we still came back for more. So that's my intro to GoRuck. And we've had, so many events here locally, and we've probably had, you know, 300-400 ninjas go through GoRuck events at this point.
So the question I've got is, did your brother-in-law ever do an event?
No, he has never done an event. He's more of a triathlon kind of running kind of guy, and the idea of putting a weighted ruck on his back would probably snap him in two.
Well, I'm glad he convinced you to sign up, because I'm guessing that, you know, without him doing that, you would have taken you a much longer time to find GoRuck, and you might not be as far along as you are with getting all the awesome stuff you're doing going. So even if he didn't show up for an event, thank you to Bill's brother-in-law.
There you go, Jeff. There's your call out.
Hey, Jeff. Jeff should at least come out and do the Santa Ruck. Kids do it. Jeff.
Yeah,
I'm calling you out right now,
Jeff. I think we're going to have to force that a little bit.
There you go, Jeff. Come out, do the Santa Ruck.
How many events has your sister done, Jeff? Oh, man, that's a low blow, bro. Just throwing it out there.
That's awesome. So at what point did Team Ninja start? Was that around before you started doing GoRuck events, or was that formed after you had already done a couple?
Actually, Team Ninja started about a year prior. So it was 2011. We were getting ready to do a Spartan. And that's actually how Team Ninja started, was all around Spartan races and OCRs in general, or obstacle course races. I wanted to do a Spartan. And so they said that if you signed up a group of like 15 or more, you got like $5 off. So all you had to do was create a team, quote unquote team. And so I created this team, and I had a group of people from my Taekwondo school. And so we were all going to go do this, the very first Indiana Spartan together. And so as I'm filling out the form on the Spartan website, I'm yelling out to Carly, okay, I need a team name. It's going to be everybody from Taekwondo school, from Fisher's Martial Arts. What do you want to name it? And she came back immediately with, what about Team Ninja? And so in a 10-second conversation, the name came up and Team Ninja was born. And so we started there. We did the Indiana Spartan, the very first Spartan race in Indiana with, I think it was 21 of us. And right after that, we found out, hey, there's more of these events. And we pretty much got hooked right there, then and there. And we found out that there are more of these events nationwide. And so we started doing some local races. We were doing 5Ks. We were doing color runs. We were doing, you know, Tough Mudders and more Spartans. And then they created that whole trifecta thing. So then we started doing lots of those. And we were traveling cross country to go do Spartans. And then, you know, we got into the GORUCK scene. And so I started really pushing for that and getting people to do those. And then we're back on Spartan and Tough Mudder. And then we started doing half marathons, full marathons. And as we're expanding out, we're taking our tent. So we've got this really cool 20 by 10 customized pop-up tent. And, you know, we take that to events and not really pushing the team, more like just giving us a place to crash and have people come up and, oh, hey, I want to be a ninja. Like, okay, go to our Facebook page. Everything's there. It doesn't cost anything to join. Cool, you're in. Now you can sit in our tent. Done. And we just had people signing up from there. And then we'd have people, as we're traveling around, have people in different cities signing up and joining us. And so we started kind of making these mini chapters across the country. And it'd be, you know, just little groups of ninjas that would get together to do their own workouts, or some would only get together every time, you know, a race came into town or a GORUCK event came into town. So it more or less a little specialized, but it grew from there. And now we're well over 2,500 members.
That's amazing. Congratulations, guys. That's,
Thanks. That's
awesome. Who would have thought?
Thank you. Not me. Didn't plan on any of it. I still, you know, try to do as little as possible to let the group decide on some things and where the actual team goes and is organized as such. You know, whatever people like doing, we do. And that's the whole motto of Team Ninja, is get up and do something new. So whether it be, you know, you want to go for a walk, or you want to do an Ironman, or you, I mean, kind of two, I go from one side of the spectrum to the other there, but everything in between, all you have to do is post it on our Facebook group and say, hey, there's an event coming up. It's a color run. I want to go do that and see if somebody wants to go with you. Cause you don't want to do, nobody wants to do these things for the first time by themselves. So that's one way just to get people out, get them empowered to be able to do it by having somebody there with them. It could be, you know, a Tough Mudder. It could be a triathlon. It could be a, you know, going out to do your first half marathon. Well, you need a training partner to get you out of bed in the morning and you know, hold you accountable to get out there and running. So that's primarily what it's all about. We're an all-encompassing group of outdoor athletes, we'll call it.
I like that. That's awesome. And I'll definitely put, you know, links to everything in the show notes so that if there's people looking to join up, they'll know where to go. One of the custom events you guys run is a yearly event. It's called Santa Ruck, and it's it was just a GORUCK Lite. And I think last year was the first year you guys added the GORUCK Tough, but I know it's back again this year. What was the first year that started, and why did you decide to create this event?
Let's see. We started in 2014. It was a light, and Cadre Jesse led that. It was a regular GORUCK light. Okay, so nothing special other than we had, you know, some special props. Still all adults doing it, still the full beat down, but he made it fun. And I think it was just the 35 people from a normal custom event. So we had a fairly good group, but it wasn't anything huge. But the people that it affected, it's a charity event. So we give all the money that comes from the event, plus the gifts and stuff that we bring to Riley Children's Hospital, which is an Indiana children's hospital. It's the biggest one in the state. In particular, the NICU unit, neonatal intensive care. And we don't do gifts in the, I guess, traditional sense. It's not, you know, wrapped toys and presents and stuff like that. It's gifts that the hospital could actually use. So we get a list from Riley every year of what they need. What are they short on? You know, they get millions and millions of dollars from corporate events and big stuff like that. But what does, you know, this unit, what do they particularly need that the general population can go out and supply? So we go out and buy what they need. And those are our gifts to them. Because the kids in the neonatal unit of varying different ages, they can't get a, you know, stuffed bear because the allergens that are there and all the other, you know, you can't pass them along. So the stuff that they get is specialized. And so we'll go out and buy some stuff for them. And then that goes into our sleigh. And we've got a huge, 9 foot long, weighs about 300 pounds sleigh that we carry around. So in place of a log, we get that. And then we've got some additional stuff from there. So, but we started in 2014 with Patrick Jesse. 2015 saw another light, and that year it got even bigger. And we decided that we were going to make this a family event. So we started adding, if you sign up as an adult, you can bring as many kids as you want, and they're all free. And so we had about 250 people at that event. And then 2016, JC Jordan was the cadre. And that was the first year that we introduced the Tough. And that was an experience. It's a full Tough again. But then the next morning is the light, which is more family fun. And we can get back into that later. And then team Mikey B event. Again, we're going to have a huge light, and it will be a family-friendly event again. Kids are free. And the swag that comes out of these events is second to none. And that's part of what makes it fun on my part, is that Carly and I, my wife, we get to try to design up and prep out all of the logo material that comes out of it. Everybody gets a swag bag when they register. And so you get t-shirts, you may get a hat, you may get a sweatshirt, you may get this, you may get that. I'm not any know what's coming in this year. You'll just have to show up and find out. But to see that many people with all of our gear on doing this event, and the kids get gear too, so they get everything just like a normal person, you know, one of the adults get. See that many people, you know, 200, 300 people, all singing songs underneath the Christmas tree at Riley, or carrying a huge 12-foot long candy cane slosh pipe. It's great. And we hope to continue this event for many, many more years.
That's awesome, man. And that's such a wonderful thing to do. You know, provide so much to the NICU unit. I mean, it's that's such a tough, you know, spot for the people who work there, I'm sure, because it's just got to be very emotional, you know, especially that time of year. So thank you. I mean, you guys deserve.
You're welcome. Well, if you get a chance, and even if people get a chance, so through your links down at the bottom, if they're interested, I'm going to post the list that Riley gave me. I'm going to post it on the Santa Ruck page. And people can go in and take a look, see the stuff that we go out and buy. Because every person that does the event is required to bring one of these items, one of these bags. So they have color-coded bags based off of the different areas of need within the NICU. So every person brings one of these bags. And last year, they had these big containers on rollers. They're about 2 feet wide, 3 feet deep, and we filled three of them with these bags because they wouldn't even fit. Everything wouldn't fit in the sleigh. So we had people ruck with them. We had to carry them. We had, you know, entire trash bags full of them just to keep them dry. It was amazing the amount of stuff that we took to these events, and it probably took us a good 45 minutes just to unload everything. And the gifts kept coming and coming. And we had all of our Riley reps in tears because of so much that they received.
That's amazing. So that would be for this year coming up. Where are Santa Ruck events occurring this year?
Well, last year we expanded out to Seattle, DC, and Philadelphia. And they had a great time and everybody's coming back. Plus we're adding St. Paul, Minnesota. So we've got Seattle, St. Paul, DC, Indy, and Philly.
Congratulations on the expansion. That's awesome.
Yeah, it has everything to do with the GoRock community because all it takes is one person to say, hey, that looks like a ton of fun, and we have a local children's charity that we could, you know, raise some money for. Let's do it. And set them up, and they're the ones that have to do the local organization. So, you know, if you want one in your city, I'll help out and do what I can from here. But it really takes local, I guess, boots on the ground to get the events to go. So, you know, my hat goes off to them every year for the reps that run these events in all these different cities. And the idea that it's really standing out. The only thing that I do ask is that you actually do the event one year, and then I'll help you set up for the next year if you want to have one in your town. So yeah, we're doing lights in every city. DC is doing a tough and a light, and then Indy gets our own special event plus a light.
So which city is Kedry Mikey B going to be at?
Mikey B, all Indy. He is in charge of the Indy events this year.
I will only do Indianapolis for Santa Rux. And I'm sorry to everybody else, but because I'm from the area originally. My mom and stepdad participate in the Team Ninja event. My cousin's daughter actually passed away there in 2006 from a really rare leukemia. So I didn't know much about it. I was deployed at the time, but anything I could do to give back to my own community, kind of like what we talked about in the last podcast, where GoRuck is this overarching community, right? Team Ninja is like my specific hometown GRT kind of community, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it does. So I hear for 2017, there's a theme for the Santa Ruck events, and I heard it's snowmen. Can you dive a little into where the name of that came from and why this event will be themed this year?
So every year, Bill started out with just, you know, a basic logo. What was the first year, like an elf, right? Or was it Santa Claus?
Yeah,
I forget which one.
It was Ninja as a Santa Claus. So our Ninja,
yeah, so
our Ninja guy, our mascot.
Yeah, so it was like Ninja Santa Claus, right? And then the next year it turned Ninja Santa Claus with an elf. Then the next year, another elf. And then now this year, the logo is going to have a ninja snowman in the forefront. So this year's theme is snowman all across, you know, snowmen all across the country for the Santa Rucks. With that being said, like, some of the cadre in Indianapolis may or may not be dressed as snowmen. You may or may not have to carry a snowman that the cadre make for you. Maybe out of Atlas balls. I don't know. We're going to get crazy with it. I can tell you this about the Indianapolis event. This year is going to be different than the other events. We're showing up with our big beach speakers that run off batteries. And if everybody sings with Christmas cheer, we'll have fun. But if you don't sing with Christmas cheer for all to hear, Mocha will be dressed as Krampus and he will appear. And Krampus loves PT and he will smoke the bags out of you and your little chitlins. And it will be fun. So learn your Christmas carols between now and then.
That is going to be amazing. Krampus, oh.
Yeah, the patch. And this is going to continue on, too. Every year we add a new character to the patch. Next year, who knows? You know, maybe the Grinch shows up. Maybe it's all the big white snow out. And you know, hopefully one of these years we'll have snow. But it's been nice.
It was cold enough last year, okay?
Yeah, well,
remember,
well the year before,
remember,
you were out there in
coming
t-shirt.
From Miami. Machine. It was coming from Miami, yeah. And I told him it was going to be warm according to the Farmer's Almanac. I didn't even look. I just told him it was going to be warm this year since it was cold last year.
Yeah, he's going to be happy. Yeah.
You know, so like I've sent out some big time requests for this ball as well. I sent out a request to Billy Wall. If you don't know who Billy Wall is, Google the name. He's the guy who got the Jackal, one of the very first Green Berets, was in the agency for a while. He was one of the first guys to ever do surveillance on Osama bin Laden back in 1979. Really great dude, great American. I've invited Billy out to, haven't heard anything back yet, but hopefully we can get guys like Billy Wall to come out and be the guest speaker.
That'd be wild.
We're really, really trying to push this ball. If this thing takes off and does really well, we'd love to try to expand out and send the format out to other cities next year. Because it's a great way to raise money, and it's low threat, and it's a great way to bring people into this community.
Absolutely. And I truly hope the best for it, because I would love to see a ball out here in Seattle sometime. It's a little selfish, but I hope it goes amazing for you guys.
Whatever we get, the kids or charities, Riley, they get 10 times. So it's all this money that we're raising for all the, well, let's put it this way. Everything from the auction is being donated. So one way or another, these kids are going to get some big bucks from this, hopefully. We raised a little over $13,000 last year. We're well on our way to $15,000 this year. We actually had one donor step up and donated $6,500 in cash just a couple of weeks ago. And that just completely floored. And we're well on the way out. So
I will do the event in a Santa Claus Speedo if we hit $30,000 this year.
There it is.
I will do the entire event, $30,000 in a Speedo.
If we can raise
for the kids, man,
$30,000 for the kids, Cadre Mikey B will do the event in a Santa Speedo. And this, I'm sorry, machine, this is not going to be a warm event. You know, let everyone know right now. This is December in Indiana, so it is going to be cold. A Speedo. All right.
A Speedo, $30,000. Like, that's not how much Bill has in the account to pay for events and everything. That's a giant, big $30,000 check I get to hand to Riley's in a Speedo with Bill. That's what needs to happen.
That does need to happen. I need a picture of that.
I'll give you the link so you can click on it anytime you want to check on that current balance. Because unlike a lot of other events where we collect all the money and then give it to Riley eventually, when people donate to Riley, we give them the Riley donation link. We don't touch the money. And plus, then they can get all the tax benefits from it, too. So, you know, for something, for getting to the Mikey B level of donation that take to do this, we want everybody to feel 100% sure that their money is going exactly where they want it, and they can get all the benefits from it as well.
There you go. And that link will definitely be in the show notes at least two or three or seven times.
If we hit 30,000, dude, I will wear a Speedo for those kids. And if you guys don't know, the first year in 2015, I did this with Bill. What was the number I said? 10 grand? I forget what it was. Like, you raised 10 grand. I'll wear a pink bunny costume. And none of the other cadre
did that one.
Like, it was my deal with Bill. And I wore the pink bunny pajamas from A Christmas Story for 10 grand. You want to see me in a Speedo? It's got to be 30 grand and 1 cent.
I don't know if anybody can really say they want to see you in a Speedo.
Yeah, how much do you have to pay to cover it up?
Raise the money. And, yeah. 32,000. There you go.
Yeah, 32,000, and he'll cover it up.
It would scare the kids. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, we will make sure we robe you when we actually go into the hospital. How about that?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, well, or I could just stand outside and be cold the whole time.
There we go. And maybe if we hit 30 grand for an extra 5 grand, we'll get to choose a special robe for you to wear.
Oh. Get him a sexy Santa robe. How about that?
If we hit, hey, if we get $25,000, I will let the kids shave my head at the event. $25,000, straight up. It's just hair. And I love my hair.
This is getting better already.
Yeah, yeah.
So, dude, okay. It's for the kids, man. $25,000, you can shave my head. Everybody gets a swipe.
I'd step up right there with you, but I'm already bald, so it doesn't really doesn't have quite the effect. But that's freaking awesome. Let's do that one.
I'll throw Mocha in there. $25,000, the kids can shave Mocha and I both. Because I know Mocha's down. I wouldn't do that at the machine. Actually, you know what?
Yeah.
As lead cadre, I'm not going to do that. That's a low blow. But I know Mocha would totally shave his head, let the kid shave his head.
That's going to be great.
Hey, and I challenge all the other cadre out there to like do some silly stuff to raise some money.
Oh, yeah, we need to hear from those other cities, too.
There's no shame in it. FTK for the kids.
No shame at all. So what are you most excited about for the upcoming Sand Rock events in Indy?
Oh man, I'm excited for so many things. Like one, like I'm a little sad that the kids rucks, the brats, rebels, all that stuff has kind of faded away over the last, 12 to 18 months. And like, this is a great event to get kids outdoors and to do something and to connect with kids. One, and to do something great for the community. Two, and then three, like, man, I get to see some of my best friends that I haven't seen all year. Like, I get, Mocha, I get to hang out with Mocha, I get to hang out, with Jesse in the past. Like, it's kind of like a homecoming for me. I get to see my family, and then all my SF brothers are there to cadre with me. So it's really awesome. What makes this year different than the last is when Bill asked me to do the event, to be the head cadre for it, I said, that's awesome, Bill, but we're not going to do a tough. He's kind of taken back when I said that. And I was like, the main event is us taking those sleighs to the children's hospital. And that's what the light does, right? The tough is just a traditional type of tough with a Christmas theme to it the day before. And the guys, the heart of the ninja crew, did the entire tough. And then the next morning they looked like death warmed over. It didn't have the same vibe as the year before, the same amount of energy and enthusiasm. I mean, there was still enthusiasm there, but guys were a little sluggish because they had just been up all night and get their teeth kicked in. So I asked Bill, I was like, let's do something different instead. So like, knowing how busy Bill is, because I'm pretty well engaged with the Team Ninja guys, I know Bill starts usually after like the Christmas in July sale from GoRuck. Bill usually starts, like, I hate to say this but a lack of better terms, like Bill starts panhandling for Santa Ruck like July. And Carly's kind of talked to me about it in the past, like out trying to get sponsors, find people to participate and to really, push the ball down the court. And I wanted to see if I could try to bring something that's, bridging that gap once again for my own hometown community. Wanted to bring the ball. Friday night, we do a ball where it's non-threatening. It's a fun night to close out the year for Team Ninja, right? So we get together and we show a couple vignettes and videos of what the ninjas have done over the last year, well, as well as like just the camaraderie and friendship, right? And then we'll piggyback on top of that a silent auction along the walls during this ball, this fancy formal type of dinner. And we'll do a silent auction. That way Bill doesn't have to be out there panhandling and kind of bearing this huge burden alone. We as a community can take on this burden together if that ties a bow around it. And we can talk more about the ball and why do we do it in December and what the ball is all about here in a little bit.
That's great. Is this the first year that it will have been for the ball?
Yeah, this will be the first year.
So Bill, how did you feel when you told Mikey B that you wanted him to be the head cadre and he said no tough?
It was something that everybody was looking forward to. Like, I want to do it. It's tough in the light because everyone wants to go back to back, and we didn't make a lot of charity money off of the first tough, which it was just something new, so we had to limit the number of people that were in. But I was thinking, and hoping that we would expand out on it, make it bigger, and it would be a good charity point right there. In that microsecond of saying no, I kind of sunk. And it worried me a little bit. I'm like, oh. He's like, no, but I got another idea. I'm like, oh, all right. So then he started warming me up to this, and I was like, okay, this is way, way outside of my knowledge base, and I've got the light to get ready for. So you know what? Let's do it. And technical help, and you know, I'll wear a tux, but I can't be the main point for this one because I don't know what is going to happen. Carly, my wife, Amy Dixon, Angie Rich, they all stepped up and are now leading the charge with Mikey.
That's awesome. It sounds like it's going to be quite the event. So do you want to take it away, Mikey?
Yeah. So it's kind of a tradition every holiday, like around, you know, so in the military, like the month of December is pretty much like set aside for family time, right? But before everybody splits off on Christmas vacation, we always do this big military ball. And with the ball, like that's the one time a year that like on an SF team, like you get to see your buddies that you've grown up with, like that may be on another team. It's the only time that everybody's really home throughout the year is Christmas time. So in First Special Forces Group where I grew up, the holiday ball or the Christmas ball, whatever they call it now, is this huge, huge formal, right? It's got a lot of military traditions to it. It's very formal up front with like the protocol that takes place. There's a receiving line people walk through. There's a specific dress code. The flags are marched in. We'll have a POW MIA table. We'll talk about the history behind different stuff. Militarily, we'll play all the different songs, render honors to the flag, go into a specific order of like toast for a military formal ball. And then like once formal procedures are done, then we'll kind of digress into like a war stories type of environment, right? Where a few of the cadre will get up, share a couple war stories while people continue to bid on the silent auction. And then at the same time, like it gives people an excuse to get dressed up, man. And you get to kind of close out the year, wrap a bow around it. Like, hey, this is where we started. Like the last Santa Rock, I'm already started working on like a little bit of a video for it. This is everything the ninjas have done since the last Santa Rock until tonight. And just go through all the events, all the memories, and just tie a bow around it and kind of close out the year for the ninjas. As well as, you know, hell man, you get to go to yours, put on your Sunday best, and show up and have a good time with your friends and adult for one night.
Can't beat that.
And plus, it's something different, right? It bridges the gap. It's a military-style ball. It bridges the gap and brings people into our world just for one night. And all the money goes to charity, so it's a guilt-free kind of night. We're going to have a full bar. Everybody will get a couple drink coupons when they come in. We're working on a guest speaker right now, but it's probably going to be somebody. Right now, we're looking at people from like the Vietnam era to come in and tell their war stories. Because you guys hear our war stories every event that you come out to. So we're trying to find some big names and some local heroes to come out and share their stories.
That sounds like it's really going to be a unique and memorable experience. It sounds like, I mean, everyone's putting a ton of effort and a ton of work into it. It's not going to be, you know, something that you can find out, you know, at any other GORUCK event or even any other custom. It's going to be truly special for this time of year and for everyone involved.
So the building that we're using is I don't know if I'm saying this right, the Rathskelter. Is that how you say it, Bill? I assume it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Rathskelter, it's a really old building. Got a tour of it. It's gorgeous on the inside. We have a huge ballroom set up. It's already laid on. But like even the history of the building we're going to be in is pretty cool. It was a German like consulate at one point in time for the Midwest. Like it's a really cool building. And then it was like a German club and then it was a community center. But it's a really old historic building. The venue's great. I'm going to be emceeing the whole thing. So if you watch the selection videos, you know, it's going to be full of amazing one-liners. There's no kids allowed. And it's going to be a fun night of adulting, and you get to dress up and come and have fun. The cadre that are going to be there, it's going to be myself, it's going to be Mocha, Machine will be there, Heath, and JC. Did I miss anybody? Oh, and Josh.
Right. And Josh. Yeah.
Yeah. And the guys that are still active duty, we're going to be in our dress blues. Come by, take some pictures with us. going to be fun. You get to come hang out with the cadre while we're all dressed up like Mexican generals, looking all fancy, and it'll be a fun night. We still have like 35 tickets available, and I'm pretty sure after this podcast, they're going to go pretty quick. So hop on that link below and come on out.
So does this occur the night before the GoRuck Light?
Yeah, so it's going to start at 6 p.m. the night before. 6 p.m. is like start time. Like myself and Amy Dixon are going to take the microphone and we're going to MC this thing, and it's going to be pretty funny. Kind of like an Emmy style, like MCing the night. There'll be lots of jokes back and forth between her and I, probably hazing and harassing, you know, guys in the audience as well. And then at 10:30, it will end. Everybody will part ways. They have a private little VIP section out back where people that want to continue to stay and hang out and have beers, if you're not doing a light the next day or whatever, go downstairs, hang out in their ballroom / dance floor.
Sounds amazing. And like Mikey and Bill said, as of the time we're recording this, there's only 35 tickets left. So I'm guessing when this is posted, there'll be less. And so if you're listening to this, you're in the Indiana area or planning on traveling there in early December, then check those links and figure out if you can still get in there. How many tickets were sold to begin with? What's the max capacity?
100 is our max capacity for the event. And there's going to be some pretty cool swag that comes with the ball alone. Some of the cadre are bringing some stuff to give out to people that attend. I know somebody was talking about getting some of their own personal coins made just for that night. So all the cadre are kind of, they get into this ball spirit and like want to bring you guys into this tradition that we kind of grown up with our, you know, our entire adult lives. You're going to get to bid on stuff that you can't touch anywhere else too. I'm bringing, I know this sounds gross, but I'm bringing like my deployment boots. I wore the same set of boots on all my deployments. There's still blood and junk all over them. If you wear a size 9.5, come on out and bid on them. I'm going to have like my own basket that's going to have books, like my recommended reading list, a bunch of shooting stuff, some 80% lowers, a bunch of different stuff. And like I'm going to make like my own cadre basket. And I know Machine's making his as well. And Mocha's going to be bringing some stuff. There's going to be guns auctioned off. There's going to be all kinds of stuff, all kinds of swag, rucking gear. I know we got some rucks in to auction off. And like, if you're looking for cool, unique stuff that you can't touch anywhere else and memorabilia for GoRuck and the Spec Ops community, come on out like and bid on this stuff and have a fun night.
There you have it. Stuff you can't get anywhere else. The only place is here, so check those links. You're not going to regret it.
And heck, man, you can get like a Southwest flight to Indianapolis for like $215 round trip if you buy it now.
It's true. Midwest is not that expensive to fly to, so no excuses. So how are you feeling about this, Bill? Are you excited?
Oh, I'm over the moon. This is going to be awesome. Just talking to, you know, because I'm out. I am panhandling for everything else. I'm for the event in itself. But the ball, as soon as I mentioned the ball, you know, my current corporate sponsors, you know, their eyes light up. And I've even landed a few just because of the ball. We've got a local gun range that's now a sponsor as well, their gun shop. And so we will have them on site filling out the necessary forms in order to have the people that come to the event, they'll be able to walk out with any of the firearms that they win.
That's incredible. That's not something you see often at all.
I mean, it's an event where like, so that's, you know, that's a whole other facet that Bill brought up, is the fact that, you know, now it's something not scary that we can invite people to. Does that make sense? Like, hey, I'm not going to kick your teeth in and make you do push-ups and bear crawls for the next 6 hours. But hey, we're just going to come. The fence is going to be down. Like, we're human. We're going to have fun with you guys and relax. And that's something that he can invite the sponsors out to, where it's very, you know, low threat, and they can kind of see what they're getting, you know, and what they're investing into. They can touch it without having to, you know, deal with any of the scary, you know, GoRuck welcome party stuff.
Very nice. And I can't wait to see how this all turns out.
You should come out, Brian. You should come out, get a babysitter. Come on out.
I'll look into it. So last time you were on, Mikey, you had some awesome shout outs at the end of the episode. Do you have any more this time?
We don't have any shout outs besides, you know, I love Bill. I love Team Ninja. They do great things, you know, outside of GoRuck for their communities. And I encourage all the other GoRuck communities to start doing something bigger than sharing an event, right? When you're doing your community service projects, look at something bigger that's going to change people's lives or change someone's, you know, trajectory in life. Don't just, I don't know, we picked up trash on the beach. I mean, that's a great community service project and all, but we're all better than that. So let's start thinking bigger as a GoRuck community and looking at, you know, doing something epic that changes people's lives.
There you have it. What about you, Bill? Anyone that you want to plug or give a shout out to?
I got to thank my wife. Carly Vernon is probably more of the actual functioning of this group than myself. In her heart, she does way more than I do. So I got to thank her. I got to thank my local crew. They're always stepping up to lead workouts, lead events, help with all of our charity stuff we're doing for Riley. I've got tons of names, but they all know who they are. So I'm good there. I got to thank GoRuck H for giving me so much leeway in putting these events on, because I don't know, I think we break at least 6 to 10 of their diehard custom event rules every time I say, you know, hey guys, can we do one more thing to this or whatnot? They just give me a lot of leash when it comes to doing this. And I've got to thank them and for their continued support of the Indianapolis area and allowing us to do our things in the custom events and fads. And, you know, hey, have you guys ever thought about doing one of these and then using Easy as the test bed for it? So we get tons of beta stuff. And I think it's just because we've got enough people here that they kind of trust Ruck, kind of trust me that it will be a good event. And so, you know, when you see those kind of beta events that are kind of just the ideas in my head coming to fruition, you know, those are the cool ones to jump in on, because they usually have some really cool paths that may or may not ever hit the public again. So that's my shout outs to my crew.
And we might need to have another episode sometime, Bill, where we talk about all the Firearms Day events that you've had going on there. For those who are listening and don't know, Bill has had a ton of firearms events with Team Ninja in Indy, and the majority of them are custom, and it's where a lot of, I don't know, maybe GoRuck tries out a lot of their ideas combined with Bill's ideas into these new events. And I think that's where some of the newer Firearms Day events like Force on Force and the team ones came from. So we'll have to chat sometime.
Can I jump in on that real quick and just kind of wrap that up for you?
Absolutely.
And it's not a ding on anybody else or any other crew that's out there. I mean, Brian up in Cleveland, he does a lot of amazing custom events as well. But the reality of it is Bill is super vocal. Like, he gets, you know, he knows what he wants, asks for it, and then we tamp his enthusiasm with reality and tailor something that fits this crazy idea that Bill has. So, you know, if you got a crazy idea out there for a custom event, reach out to HQ, start walking the dog on it. And, you know, if it's too crazy, we'll tamp it and, you know, tailor it to be something that's probably 70 to 80% of what you were looking for. So based off of time and money and safety constraints, obviously.
There you have it. Thank you guys, Bill, Mikey, just thank you so much for taking, you know, nearly an hour out of your day to talk with me about this. I had an amazing time last year at Santa Ruck. I'll be at Santa Ruck again this year in Seattle. Wouldn't miss it. You guys are doing amazing things, both with what it sounds like the ball will be and just everything you do for the charities and all the local communities that are having the Santa Ruck events. It's just phenomenal. So for those listening, I'm going to have the links to the locations, to the Team Ninja website, I believe there's also a patch on the Team Ninja site that you can buy just to support the Santa Ruck. And I'm pretty sure that's the case because I bought one a couple days ago when I picked up the Mikey B set. So even if you're not able to make an event, you can still donate money. You can still buy a patch to support the event, or you can even just let people know if you got friends out in those areas that are Ruckers, you know, point them their way and get them signed up for something that will be truly memorable. Thank you guys again. This was really fun and I truly appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Ruck Off podcast. To learn more about the Santa Ruck events and to get links to everything we talked about during the show, please visit the show notes at alldayruckoff.com/podcast/episode-019. This includes links on where to donate directly to the Riley Children's Hospital NICU so that Mikey B will show up with a nice check in a Speedo and hopefully a fancy robe. To learn more about All Day Ruck Off, you can visit us at alldayruckoff.com. Did you enjoy the show? We would love a review on Apple Podcasts or even our Facebook page. Think we can do something better? Send an email directly to me at brian@alldayruckoff.com, as I'm always looking for ways to improve the show. Don't forget to check out charitychallenges.org for the Flutter Kick Challenge and to help us raise some more money for the Green Brave Foundation and Team RWB. If you want to support the podcast, you can always hit us up at alldayruckoff.com/store and check that out. Thank you so much again, and remember, attitude is everything, keep yours positive, and drink hard, ruck harder.